Stand by for the Dollar Doctors coming up next on KB Radio. While Willard and Peter warm up their computers, a reminder that for years, the Dollar Doctors have presented free, useful workshops describing their supply and demand approach to the market. Many have attended these strictly educational workshops and have learned about this methodology that's been around for 100 years and works as well today as ever. The Dollar Doctors use this supply and demand method to help determine the probable future trend of any stock or mutual fund. Over the years, hundreds of attendees have used this method to better make unemotional decisions on when to buy and when to sell. You may be among those who, while listening to the Dollar Doctors, have watched the very charts they're discussing. The supply and demand method has many advantages, but one disadvantage: it does require vigilance and can be time-consuming if you really want to feel that you're on top of your assets. That's why over time, some of Willard and Peter's listeners have asked them to manage their investment portfolios as well as their 401ks. Sapperston Asset Management now manages investments for several hundred clients who found it comforting to know that Sapperston Asset Management is watching over their financial well-being and who feel a time-consuming burden's been lifted from their shoulders. If you've ever considered having Sapperston Asset Management help you with your investment decisions, you can easily get full information with no obligation by calling Peter or Willard at 854-7541. They'll be glad to inform you of the many ways they can help. That phone number again, 716-854-7541, or call toll-free at 800-879-7541. And now here are the Dollar Doctors.
Good morning and welcome to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Sapperston Asset Management, securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. I'm Peter Greco.
Good morning, Peter. David Brownstein. Let's go Bills. I don't know how many calls we'll have today. People are probably getting ready, tailgating already.
Nice day. Bright sunshine.
Nice, yeah.
What more could you ask for?
Nothing. Did you see the picture of Willard yesterday? He was down in Florida dressed in his Bill Zubas. Did you see that?
No.
Awesome.
And I don't believe you.
Oh, all right.
It is Saturday, January 9th, 2021, about 10:04 in the morning. And we always say that because the show is rebroadcast on this station, ESPN 1520 AM out of Buffalo, New York at midnight, unless there's a sporting event, and then it'll be on after the sporting event. The show is available every week on Saturday from 10 to 11 AM live streaming. If you go to our website, sapperston.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is live streaming, and you should be all set. Also, all of our shows are archived at the website, so if you miss a show, you want to replay a show, once again, go to sapperston.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Click on Archives, and the shows are all there. And also, finally, last but not least, there's a free economic report every week by Stone and McCarthy.
And it is there. It's up and running. A lot of charts and giving you an idea where interest rates were and are, and no idea where they're going to be. But they talk a little bit about everything this week, from the problems in Washington last week to the coronavirus to the stimulus that may be coming to the problems that the Democrats may have in getting their agenda passed. So it's a rather comprehensive issue.
No, it's a real good issue there. Covers a lot of different things. What'd they say about the unemployment report?
They said that the economy appears to be slowing, even though certain sectors are adding jobs, that the economy needs – they basically said the economy needs a stimulus.
Well, you know what I saw? The
jobless rate is steady at 6.7%. And 61.5% share of adults in the labor force was the same as in November.
Right. But they, you know, they had, what, 140,000 job loss, right?
Correct.
372,000 jobs were lost in bars and restaurants. Okay,
right.
So that's kind of, you know, a little wacky. Right.
Right. So if you threw that out,
it'd be a positive, right? Yeah. So kind of interesting.
But those are important jobs.
Oh yeah, no question about that. But you have to recognize what caused it. You know,
I've been in a bar in a long time. But today, during the Bills game, I have this special bottle of Tito's in the freezer.
You had to bring that up, huh?
What, the Bills or the Tito's?
Maybe both.
Tito's is good. It's the only alcohol I ever drank that I never got a hangover.
There you go. There's another tip for you listeners out there.
That's it. It's gluten-free. That's why.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Is that what?
Mm-hmm.
No wonder.
And I've had
interesting
excessive
facts.
Amounts
See,
of it.
People always get interesting facts. Either they get tips on Tito's.
Mm-hmm.
Or they'll get my philosophy if they don't give us a call.
Do you know what Tito's is?
It's a vodka, isn't
it? Yeah, very good.
See that?
It's very good.
I always hated vodka.
I have it with, I don't like gin.
Yeah.
Because my father got sick on gin in the war. I heard that story many times, so I could never drink gin.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's true. I can't drink it. But Tito's and cherry juice I like.
Very good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So right now, as you can tell, the phone lines are wide open.
Chat room
803-1520, toll free 800-879-7541. Once again, 803-1520, toll free 800-879-7541. Or if for some reason you don't want to talk to us, although we like talking to people, you can try the chat room at our website, saperston.com, SAPERSTON.com. And you go to the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Click on Chat. Click on Join the Chat. You're all set. Ask a question. Type in a symbol. And if you do type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it. Right now, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541.
So someone has asked, they purchase Goldman Sachs, symbol is GS, Goldman Sachs, how catchy, isn't it? In 2008 at $272, thinking it may continue to hold, but uncertain. It closed at $290.08.
He bought it when?
In 2018.
Oh, I thought you said 2008.
I may have said that.
I may have said that. And he rode it all the way down to 132.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he averaged down or not. And now it really flew. Boy, it's been moving like anything right
now. Yeah, the banks and brokerage firms are really going on a nice ride because of the idea that if we get stimulus and if we get a lot of we're going to have higher interest rates and inflation.
Well, they're also—
And guess what? They're talking about buying value.
Well, they've been trying that for 10 years, right?
13 years. Go ahead.
Eventually,
sure.
No question.
Mm-hmm.
But the interesting thing about Goldman Sachs is that it's not only interest rates going up that's helping the financial sector. Trading. Activity is tremendous out there, And so that's been helping it. And right now, my God, I don't even want to tell you what the potential price target
is. Tell him.
Should I tell her? Is it her?
I don't know.
It's him or her?
Person.
Person? Tell the person?
Mm-hmm.
Take it with a grain of salt. Based on the charting method, the potential price target is 506.
Wow.
Not
That's
bad,
as good as
right?
Bitcoin. I like the group a great deal. I weathered the storm in certain positions in the banking sector, not just brokerage. But yeah, I think Goldman, I would hold it. I like it.
Yeah, no question. And right now the 50-day moving average is back at 235, but I would assume it's rising relatively rapid. So for Monday, as long as it's above 235, you're okay. I wouldn't have to reevaluate it. I would reevaluate it if it dropped below 235. It closed at 290. You held it all this time, so that shouldn't frighten you.
No, not at all.
Right. So right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541, or go to the chat box at saperston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Click on Chat. Click on Join the Chat. And you can type in a question, type in a symbol. If you type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it. Right now, we're going to go to Vic in Amherst. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How
good
you doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good. Willard listens to the show, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I got a play I like in here. LLUV. This is I like this one a lot, actually. LUV.
Oh,
Southwest.
Okay.
Okay.
They are probably, maybe the best positioned or one of the best positioned of all the airlines,
46.98 on the close.
Yeah.
So what are you doing with it?
I'm in my car. What's the close?
46.98, 47.
a 45-50 put going out about 3 weeks, collecting the premium. I think it's about 60 cents. And this is a perfect one because this thing, you can roll it. And if you get stung a little bit, you could roll this thing forever because when airlines eventually bounce back, this thing's going to eventually be a lot, high. This is just what do you think of the chart?
The chart's nice. Potential target at the moment is 50.
Right.
So that's okay. And the 50-day, is 45.
Right.
So
off the 20, I put it.
Oh, you did? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I did off the 20.
Yeah. But you know.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I said, I'd like to see it hold the 50-day anyway, And
I played it off the 20. It's bounced off the 20 a few times in here. And like you say, it's got about $6 billion. It's just fundamentally, it's a great company.
Yeah, it's a very well-run airline.
Very well-run, yeah.
You sell it going out 3 weeks, you collect the 60 cents. And if it stays above it, you collect. If it doesn't, you roll it down, go another 3 weeks out, roll it down to 44.50, and you keep doing this. That's how you play the game.
Yeah, you should set up a advisory service, and you'd really be rich.
No. There's a lot of people that do it, but there's the rules you got to follow.
Oh yeah, I know.
It's like anything. It's like anything else. You got to follow the rules, and you're going to get burned a few times. But guess what? If the overriding rule is you never sell any puts on any stock that you would not love at that put strike price, you don't play the game. That's the key. Like if I had to take LUV at my put strike price and then sell upside calls on it, hey, guess what? It still works.
I agree with you. And, like I've always said, you're somebody who found one thing that works for you and you stick to it,
My telephone. Remember, we had that discussion about 2 months ago on the telephone at $28.50.
How could we forget?
Okay, guess what, guys? I got my second round of dividends yesterday, and I'm going to sell upside calls on it going out a month, collect premium, and I'm going to get another dividend check in 3 weeks. Three months.
It worked out beautifully, right?
Worked out great. Yeah. Hey guys, great show. And Willard, I love this one, Willard. All right, goodbye.
All right, thanks.
Okay. Thanks.
Bills.
Have a good weekend. Okay, right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. We're going to go next to Tom in Williamsville. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you. Pumped.
Happy New Year.
We're pumped. Peter's all excited.
good. I have different questions today than stocks. I want your opinion on the RMD. If you should do that as soon as possible to possibly avoid Biden's increase in taxes?
Well, I don't think there's any way you're going to get a tax increase for the 21 calendar.
I would agree.
It's because of the pandemic.
And the tax increase, people don't realize that they have a very slim majority in both the House and the Senate. And
that's correct.
And there's two senators, Democrats, who basically are rebels, so they're going to have a hard time passing a tax increase.
Yeah,
So you wouldn't consider the tax
of that. Definitely
what
not.
What about making the RMD as early as possible?
Why?
Well, it depends what it's in.
Yeah, I mean, why do you want to make it as early as possible?
Conventional IRA.
I'm sorry?
Conventional IRA.
Right, but I mean, it depends what it's invested in, what the underlying investment is doing, because the longer it stays in there, it's the earnings growth tax deferred. But depends what it's in. But why, as Peter says, why would you? What's your theory about taking it early, just to get it out?
No. I was trying to avoid if there was an increase in taxes. But you've answered that,
mm-hmm.
So it probably doesn't matter then when you take it during the year.
No, it doesn't matter as far as that goes.
Unless
you're thinking of saying that you want some money,
No, right. I understand that.
Yeah.
Okay. Or if you had something you were looking to invest and you didn't have excess cash and
a lot of other reasons.
But yeah.
Okay.
That's right. Okay. The other question was, this is kind of a philosophical question.
Oh, I love philosophical.
I know. If you had to choose only one to be the barometer for the economy, would you go with the S&P 500, the Dow, or the NASDAQ? Because we're getting all different kind of weightings now from what it was, 40, 50 years ago in these indexes. So I was just curious what your thought was on that.
Well, I mean, if you know, it's tough, like the economy, what is the
economy?
Well,
the Dow's 30.
Yeah.
The NASDAQ's larger but smaller
companies. No, but I'm saying
it depends
on what do you mean by the economy, all right?
Well, I know what he means.
Yeah.
It'd be the S&P because it's a broader barometer.
But you're talking about the whole economy.
That's what I mean.
This is what philosophy does. You brought up philosophy. Just think about it, though, right? Everybody's going, boy, the economy stinks, this and that. And well, it does stink for certain areas, but not other areas are booming, all right? Overall, the economy can be considered doing well, depending how you want to define,
It's all relative.
So I would say that, the Dow is going to tell you only that the overall old economy, is picking up, and the NASDAQ's going to tell you how the new economy is doing,
I see.
See what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying?
Most people use the Dow.
They do because they grew up.
And I think that's incorrect.
It is incorrect now. I agree.
And I think it's going to change more as the future unfolds.
More than likely, but they may decide, you notice how they're adding things and dropping things from the Dow?
That's right.
Yeah.
But are they doing the right things?
It's hard to say because there were studies that always showed you, as soon as they dropped something out of the Dow and they put something in it, you were better off buying the one they dropped.
Yeah, that's what I've studied.
But it's no longer just industrials, and that's what it originally was. And whenever I try to compare a portfolio to the S&P, and that I average the return. That's just how I do it, to give me an idea. Because you're going to have some years, same thing with all the returns. You look at the NASDAQ up 40% plus, that's not a common occurrence. So, and same thing when it's down 25% or 30%, that's not common.
Yeah, and then some could say the Russell 2000 might be, because those are the small caps.
I only do three at a time.
To me, I think you have to look at all of them so you know what's going on.
Well, you do. But I just, like I say, it was a philosophical question.
Right. It was a good philosophical question. Okay.
Well, something to kick the new year off with.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Tom.
Thank you very much. And obviously, go Bills.
Yeah, go Bills.
Okay. Take care.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Right now, phone lines are wide open. Give us a call, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. Or you can go to our chat box at sapperston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says Chat and Archives. Click on Chat. Join the chat. You can type in a question, type in a symbol. If you type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it. And right now, we're going to the chat box.
Absolutely. Person owns Disney wants our opinion on it. Disney DIS was closed at $178.69, and the person also has another stock.
Well, Disney, I don't get fundamental, but they're doing great things, okay, no question. They're streaming, they're making just great moves all around, and not only theme parks.
Mm-hmm.
And just what happened, just think of what happens when the theme parks open up, right? Yeah. So fundamentally, I think they're in a very strong position. Right now, take it for what it's worth again. One thing, we always say to people, think about, do your own research, and you'll learn a lot of other things about what Disney's doing out there, a lot of people are stuck thinking of it as a theme park company, but they're into a lot of good areas, and they're making a lot of good moves. Very smart company. So, based on the point and figure chart method, based on the way they calculate targets, 204 would be the objective. and the 50 days at 154. So certainly, depending on where you own it from, I'd like to see it stay above that 154 area. And it could go back to test that area if it dropped to, say, 166 or so. That's mm-hmm. a possibility. But I think, you should have very good support in the mid-150s. So definite hold.
Okay, you like that one idea.
I like Disney.
You haven't been so positive about anything
it's
since
the sunshine.
Chick-fil-A.
It's
since Chick-fil-A. There you go. There is sunshine. It's overcast. So anyway, the person also owns Cummins Engine, CMI, which closed at 234.31.
I think they're involved in what is the thing? For
they make engines?
But that's
electric engine.
What's the symbol on that?
CMI, Charlie Mary Ida, closed at 234.31.
They're involved in the new technology. I haven't read them. Hopefully you've done your research in the company, but I can't remember the area they're in. Maybe somebody could let me know. It's not just
renewable energy.
They're in something like that. That's in. Look it up. But anyway, whatever it was, it's a very good area to be in. I wish I could remember. I'm old. I can't remember those.
They're going to benefit from the COVID-19 vaccine distribution. Is that what you're thinking of?
No. It has something to do with their engines and. They're not just gasoline engines, is what I'm saying.
Hydrogen engines.
Hydrogen. There you go. And hydrogen is it now. It's the buzzword. If you take a look at all of these clean energy stocks, Plug Power, unbelievable.
Right.
Fuel Cell.
Right.
Took off.
What's the matter with natural gas? I just don't get it.
Don't know either. Maybe there's a problem with it. I don't know. I have no idea. But anyway, getting back to Cummins, very good stock, potential price target. It's already exceeded it. But, as long as it stays above, say, 194, 195, it's a good position to hold, strong bullish position, and you would only reevaluate under, say, 194.
Okay.
All right.
Wonderful.
Phone lines wide open again. Give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. We're going to go next to Art in New Jersey. Good morning.
Good morning. I hope you can hear me over the tree being shredded right on the back.
We hear you good. But if you start saying too much about those Colts that you like, we're going to have to.
Oh, I know. I followed them since I was a kid.
It's no excuse.
When they were in Baltimore Colts,
I remember.
And they moved to Indianapolis, so. Yeah. I'm still, I favor them too, but I like the Buffalo Bills and one I like the best on the AFC. So,
all right,
we're doing good. That'll be a good.
You're hedging your bet then.
Yes, no bets, but I'm hedging my favorite. Yes.
There you go.
Yeah, today's Barron's had a wonderful thing. The end of the year mutual fund activity. So, prices. I have to look into that. I just got it this morning.
Okay.
Peter memorizes that.
Oh yeah.
Oh, he does. I don't know how he can look at that on the on a computer. I mean, there's so
really?
Much data.
I don't know. I've gotten so but I don't read all that stuff either. Basically, I look at all the columns, the headlines for the columns, and if it seems somewhat interesting, I go read that real quick.
There you go.
Yeah. Some of the items I like are the upcoming dividends for the week, and also the prices, the highs and the lows usually, and things like that. So.
Yeah, but also, I look at a lot of articles I normally, wouldn't look at, and you find some interesting things buried in there, which gives you some good information. So I kind of very briefly looked through most of the columns, start reading.
Sure.
Didn't look interesting, stop. But you'd be amazed at some interesting facts that pop up in columns.
Yes.
You might not.
I was going to say the column also that the dividends, increased dividends usually catches my eye, too. I try to see and the name changes or companies being deleted from the exchanges. I find pretty good. All right, today I'm interested in the Snap, and I see it had Thursday had a big jump, and for the week it closed up 266. But early in the week it had been down a couple of days, down 49, down 48, and I'm wondering if anything changed as far as the projection on the price of this.
No, nothing. You know, a lot of stock movements noise. Okay, you know, a lot of it's not meaningful. It's possible after the end of the year, some people were taking profits. You know, to go into the next tax year. Mm-hmm. You know, they didn't want to pay taxes on last year, mm-hmm. so there's some profit taking that comes out in the first day or two of the year. And that's a possibility. Other than that, the stock still looks great. Potential price target, 66. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as long as it stays above about 46 or so, you're in very good shape.
Right, right. The other item would be the Bank of America. They listed it as something that had some listings in the Barron's, but it really just talked about the bank stocks being up about 6%.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering how that stock is projected to go to.
Well, potential price target, you take it for what it's worth. Resistance will now be at 35, okay? So you have to go to 36, and you might come up with the price objective. You know, once again, like I say, it's a charting method, but 46 is the potential price objective.
Right. It closed at 32.53, but this is a stock that lingered in the mid-20s for quite some time.
Oh, exactly.
And then the last couple of weeks, the banking sector has moved up. Banking, interest rates.
With interest rates moving up, the whole sector's moving up. So,
yeah. What are your thoughts on Bitcoin? Just the regular Bitcoin?
Well, Peter's a Bitcoin expert. He
should have
Jim
paid attention.
It,
you know, when David was poo-pooing me, that's a technical term.
I do that all the time.
it was 25,000, right?
Yeah, and I still wouldn't buy it.
And it hit 41,000.
Yeah.
So, what you have to realize with Bitcoin, is that it'll have its big drops. You know, it may pull back 50% all of it. But it depends. If you want to dip your toe into it a little, or you want to wait for the next big pullback. You know, I've had some people say they thought in the next several weeks it could be 50,000 to 100,000. I don't know.
Right.
You know,
right.
I'm not an expert.
Can you buy
on anything,
a coin or a tenth of a coin?
Oh yeah.
You can't pull.
What you do is you tell them how many dollars you want to spend.
Oh, and then they
calculate. It's like buying a mutual fund.
Yeah, you could buy one thousandth of a coin,
Or a lottery ticket. Right. They'll get your money no matter what.
Like a fraction of a stock. Where they have the slices. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I remember when Tom Lee was recommending that around 5,000.
Well, there was one guy
2017
wrote in one of his articles. He said, the thing that really I was thinking about, I had a friend years ago who bought a pizza with 8 bitcoins. He said, I hope it was a good pizza, because that was a $320,000 pizza.
With pepperoni, I hope. Anyway.
Yeah, I would hope so.
Well, I enjoyed the show. I'm going to go back and supervise and check on my tree guys.
All right. Okay. Good luck with that.
I was able today, this morning, to listen to the show on the phone, watch it on the computer, and listen to it on my tablet.
That's a little bit of overload.
I had to pick it up on the tablet. I didn't know I could do it once, because if the tree guys run into a problem, he rings my doorbell, and I want to keep the show active, so I can grab the tablet and walk around with it. Then.
Yeah, that's the way you should do it.
It should, because
everybody should,
because
do
you don't sound like it. Willard. He always has backup plans, okay?
Yeah, don't miss the show. That's
there you go.
And Peter's just backed up.
Before I fall asleep at midnight, too, so we're doing good.
Okay. Good hearing from you. Have a good weekend.
Continue to have a good day now.
Okay, go Bills.
Bye.
Okay, right now, phone lines wide open, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. Or you can go to the chat box at sapperston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Click on chat, join the chat, and you can type in a question, type in a symbol. If you type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it while we're waiting for something on the phone or the chat box. We're going to take a quick 1-minute break. We'll be right back.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors. Every Saturday morning, live from 10 to 11, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco of Saperstein Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at saperstein.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors shows also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Saperstein Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll-free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo, 854-7541, toll-free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
Welcome back to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management, member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and RIA, and securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. You got the chat box there?
You know whose birthday it is today?
Who?
Joan Baez.
Really?
No, old chick.
I remember.
You should
her.
Know.
Was she 92?
80. You used to date her, didn't you? In New York in the old days? In
I
the
wish.
Coffee houses?
I wish.
Anyway. yes, we have a couple in the chat box. Someone is looking to buy NLS and Plug at current prices.
Oh, my God. Plug's so a tough call.
Yeah, NLS closed at 1969. And Plug at 53.78. These are both
53. Plug was at that. Holy cow!
Yeah,
unbelievable.
Should have been buying that instead of Bitcoin.
No, Bitcoin. Well, close. Okay. NLS. He's looking to buy that.
Looking to buy.
These are the people that make that exercise equipment or Nautilus. Is that who that is?
Yeah, it's leisure. Yeah,
it
Nautilus. That's correct.
Well. Obviously, they should have been a beneficiary somewhat. Apparently, not as much as Peloton, you know, because the stock had a big, big run up. Now correcting, but consolidating, building a nice little base. You know, we always say, do your own research. Look into, you know, how they've been doing, you know, in this crisis. And you know, back in March, it was at what, a buck. I guess they've done very well, up to 29 from a buck.
Right.
And now it's closed at what? Let's see, it's closed at 1969.
Yeah.
And it's building a nice, nice base. Say, you know, even though it did dip down to about 1650, the base I would really say is between about 18 and, say, 21, 22, 18 and 22. And you're down toward the bottom of that. So it's an interesting, you know, once again, I'd look into it. The price objective. You know, for what it's worth, with a grain of salt, you know, based on the charting method, is 33.5. Previous high this year at 28 would be resistance. And, you know, I would say, you know, with the close at 1969, as long as it certainly stays, if you're going to be a longer-term investor, above, say, 16.5, or you could use a reevaluation. Yeah, say around 17.5, but
right. Fundamentalists would say levels, look back to March and see why it was trading below $5, and you might find that this is a company that's going to go back to those levels too, only based on fundamentally what they do. I don't know who has Nautilus equipment.
Okay.
There you go. You got both answers.
You got both ends of the question.
There you go. The other one, how about Plug? That's something you're more excited about, electric vehicles and batteries.
Hydrogen,
right?
Hydrogen.
Oh, they're a hydrogen one too?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Fuel cells. Yeah, I don't know what to say about that. I mean, you know, right now it's a big favorite of the traders. I mean, if you've looked into it, obviously, you know, it really shot up on a deal they made. And I'd look at the news, you know, on that deal. Also, I don't know. I'm almost tongue-tied.
Kramer likes it. I mean, he came
well,
out.
Well, that means don't right. buy it.
Yeah, they could. I know. Yeah, it was up 35%.
Yeah.
On the 7th, it was up another 14%.
Yeah. Yeah, the 7th.
I mean, the target price I have is 28.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it just has gone so
ours
quickly.
Was, this one on the charting method was 35. Yeah. So. Yeah. But, you know, so in looking at it, well, I mean, if you've really looked into it, you feel enthusiastic. It's a momentum stock. If you wanted to buy a little, I guess, you know. But, you know, personally, I hate to say try to wait for some kind of pullback, you know. And even that's tough to figure out what a buying level. Right. I mean, you're 50 days back at 27.
Right.
I don't think you're going to see that. So you'd have to, if you're looking for a pullback, you have to let it pull back and see how it acts on the pullback.
Yeah, I think of more of a trading vehicle.
Yeah.
All right, we have another one. John Clark at John Clark, and I jumped ahead with that NLS and plug. He was on there first, so I apologize. AAXN, you want to know a buy price, a buy level, Peter. Close at 125.36.
AAXN, Axon, oh, that's the old Taser outfit.
Okay.
That mm-hmm. was, what were they called before? When they, Taser? I don't
Tasers
know.
Tasers R Us.
Maybe they were Tasers R Us, right? No, very good. It's building a nice consolidation, you know, back in, looks like on the this year earlier, it was down around 78, ran up to 134, and now has been nicely consolidating, which you like to see. If I'm looking at the 200 days back at 94, so forget that. The 50 days at 120. So I would say that since it's at, what, 125?
Mm-hmm.
And if you looked into it, I mean, it's exceeded its price objectives, you know. But I would say that if you feel pretty good about it and you've done your research into it, I have no problem with buying some here.
Yeah, Taser was the name of their company.
Yeah, it was Taser, right?
Yeah, T-A-S-R. Yeah.
And, you know, the support for it should be the 50-day around 120, and it's at 125. You know, worst case, retest 118 or 16, no big deal to me, you know. And, you know, go from there. You could buy a little and watch it.
Okay. Somebody also wants to know an entry point for AT&T, or as we call it, telephone, 2902.
I have a different word for it, but I can't say it on the air. But anyway.
Well, yes, you can. It can be your last show. Blow up the stage.
Well, you know, looking at it this way, the strong support's in about the 27 area, and the stock's at 29. I mean, you know, so if you want to see if it pulls back, because it's been going in this trading zone, it keeps running into resistance at the downtrend line, which is at 31 or 32. So with the stock being at 29, it's about in the middle. So if you're really strongly interested, you know, I'd read everything on them that you can. Some people like it a lot here. Some people hate it, you know.
Well, and I would say in time I would look for something else. I wouldn't buy it.
But
I don't
for
like
some
it,
reason you feel me. Strongly about it. I mean, there is very strong support, you know, 26, 27. And, you know, a lot of times people kind of nickel or dime. If 2 points is going to hurt you or something, then, you know, wait for it to pull back there. But, you know, it's okay to buy if you like it and you're a dividend player.
And we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings,
right.
Do we?
Exactly.
All right. Very nice.
That it?
No, I got another one.
Okay. What do we got?
So Kevin in Depew said he's considering Walmart, which closed at 146.63. Since it's trying to become a COVID vaccination distributor,
well,
stock is plateaus. Hold on, let me finish. It's
go
my
ahead,
time
going.
To read. Good entry point or wait for sub 140. Kevin in Depew.
Well, interesting article in Barron's. It's kind of a big story on them. They're going big into ESG,
which is
an ESG is environmental. Sustainability and, well, not social, is it? I don't know what it
means. I don't know, but it means socially conscious, good for the economy, or the
green,
ecology.
Green.
Okay.
For green, yeah.
That's interesting.
And, so they're mentioning all the steps they're taking, you know, and helping with clean energy. And I think they probably use a lot of the is it fuel cell or plug? Plug might be the one who supplies the hydrogen fuel cells for your stuff out in the
boondocks.
No, where you store your stuff. You know, the lifts.
The lifts.
You know, the lifts.
I have no idea what you're talking. You mean the storage centers?
You go, you know, you're delivering the pallets, you're putting them on the
shelf. Oh, okay, gotcha, okay.
Right, what are those things? Lifts.
High lifts,
right.
Whatever.
Whatever.
I'm sure there's a technical name.
There you go.
To.
So read the story in Barron's, you know, about what they're doing. And it's amazing. They said that their revenues are bigger than the GDPs of several companies.
Countries.
Countries, rather.
Sure.
Yeah. So... what was the question?
No, I just wanted to know if he should buy it, and he put in about. I think the COVID vaccination distributor, I don't know how much money they're going to make, like selling milk at a loss at a supermarket, it brings you into the store.
Right.
And that's, you know, I would tell you, don't go to a Walmart on a Saturday afternoon. And Jimmy's shaking his head. Today you probably could because everybody's watching the bills.
Well, for what it's worth, the potential price target based on the point and figure method is $168. So that's nice.
Well-run
company.
And
it should have very good support in the 200-day moving average, 134. So
1.5% dividend.
You're at 146. Might it pull back to 134? It's possible. But, you know, if you've really gotten enthusiastic about it, looked into it, and, you know, checked the article in Barron's and so forth, you could always buy a little. And if it pulls back to the 134, 136 area, in that area, buy some more.
Yeah, I just like
good
leaders
chart.
In their groups. Yeah, and if you had to buy a retailer, this, a Lululemon.
It makes sense, exactly. Yeah. It makes sense. Yeah. So,
especially that ESG, that's huge for them to do that.
And, you know, once again, you know, sometimes, well, it depends, you know, I say, but sometimes what I call nickel and diming isn't worth it, you know, in other words, a few bucks here, a few bucks there. It's nice, but a lot of times you miss good opportunities because you're trying to get this price you want to pay, you know. So, buying a little is no problem. And if you want to see if it does pull back to that area to add more, fine. Okay.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
We're going to go to, well, give the phone numbers right now.
Go ahead,
803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. You can go to Jack in Lockport. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good, thank you.
You going to the game?
yeah, in my living room.
All right.
So, anyway.
Yes.
A friend of mine congratulated me the other day on lemonade, which I called about a few months ago. LMND, Larry, Michael,
nice.
Nancy, David, which is a insurance company. And I talked about lemonade, another one, I can't remember, but both of them charged by how much you drive. I didn't invest in it. You can't invest in everything, and I did something else. But I'm wondering what you think about going forward.
Well,
close at 167.
In Barron's, I think they talked to a fund manager, you know, who is can't think of what the woman's name was, but anyway, and she went through, you know, what they're investing in and what they think is a good thing to look at. She mentioned lemonade. And said that who would think a boring thing like insurance
right.
would be so exciting, you know?
Yeah.
But it said they've taken over an important area where you can actually buy your insurance right on your phone, you know? They're in rental insurance, and I guess they hope to move through, you know, property insurance, so forth and so on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it says they're growing very, very fast. And no, but once again, you know, it's a momentum stock, right? Tends to move some days up 10, 15 points, down 10, 15, 20, whatever.
The other day, not to interrupt you, but the other day, Monday, Tuesday, whatever, it went up like 25% in just one day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just.
Yeah, they came out in July 2nd at $29 of this year.
Right.
And they've got renters insurance, homeowners, and pet health, which is very big.
And what'd they come out at?
29.
Really?
Yeah.
When was that?
July 2nd. It was a new offering.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that, I guess
that's what it was priced
at. August about it, right.
But it never traded there. $44 is a 52-week low.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. That's what was throwing me off.
Well, that was the initial price.
Well, if that's, I mean, it's unbelievable. Like a point and figure chart doesn't, you know, have anything to do daily. It's just with the movement of the stock. And it's unbelievable when I look at this point and figure chart for a relatively short period of time. You know, looking at this, it was 95. It went down to 45. Went up to 72, went back to 45, which gave everybody a second chance to get in. And now it's at what?
160.74. You just depressed Peter, Jack. Just
well,
think how you feel.
I depressed myself.
There you go.
I didn't invest
Yeah, I don't know
myself.
What to tell you. I mean, it's so far up, you know.
You just got to take a shot, that's all.
I mean, yeah.
It's a momentum play. Movements like this, you can't find any rational reason, unless it's a takeover with a set price. When they move like this, it's the trading momentum.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me look at one other thing. Yeah, even a daily chart. Well, that's not bad, though.
Huh. I mean, I'm showing a target price of $73.
Oh, yeah. That's.
You know, to, again, these move so quickly.
Well, I think that's a big thing. Traders get so excited about something, they push it up, and people continue to buy. But whether it can hold, who knows?
Well, I mean, the recent breakout was at 138, okay? So, you know, that would be the support area is 138. So I just watch it, you know, and you know, look into it a little bit more, but I just have a hard time chasing after it.
Okay.
I mean, it depends if you're looking
at long-term
investment.
And next week it'll probably be 250.
Yeah.
All right. That's, I just wanted to see. I wasn't thinking of getting it now. I should have got it back then. But like I said, you have to make choices. I did get some other things. Of course, almost anything you bought recently could, you know, it's done well.
Oh yeah.
So I'm not complaining. But I guess I did miss my chance. But
well, I don't know about, you know. See, the thing is that even when I look at the daily chart, it really hasn't gone parabolic yet. It's in the early stages of going parabolic.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
all right.
Keep an eye on it.
Good. Thank you so much, guys.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Thanks, Jack.
Bye.
Right now, phone line's wide open, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. That's 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541.
Somebody asked, Peter, when Bitcoin came out, what could the public pay for one? I understand it came out of like a nickel.
I just heard this.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's traded at a penny at one time.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
But it's been that low. Oh,
but
yeah.
It came out at a nickel.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And everybody laughed, including me. You know, so look who got the last laugh, right?
Well, it's not over yet.
Well, it's not over till it's over. You're right about that.
And speaking of interest rates. I'm speaking of them.
Yeah, speak of interest rates.
Yeah, no, people have been calling. They and this has been ongoing. You know, what can we do? I want, you know, I've got some money, but I need it. You know, I want it safe. I don't want a big cost. And this. I just tell them there's not much there. And, you know, I always recommend they look at their local banks and see. But the truth of the matter is the banks are flush with cash. That's why their rates are so low also. They just don't need the money. I had one client just went to a couple of them and, you know, they, of course, guess what they tried to get them to buy?
Can't imagine.
Yeah, an annuity. When they told the people that they wanted something safe, which it is, you know, but they wanted liquid, which it isn't, and they wanted low cost, which it isn't. But, yeah, just tough. Yeah.
Okay. Anything?
Oh, yes. Go ahead. Yeah, go on.
Frank in Rochester. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you today?
Okay. Good, thank you. Thanks for calling.
All right. How about DOX?
Mm-hmm.
Amdox.
Mm-hmm. Boy, I haven't heard anybody mention that stock in a long time.
Yeah, it's been underwater, well, in my case, for a long, long time.
70.44 in the close. Yeah.
Well, you know, actually, it looks pretty decent right now. And
well, good.
Yeah. I mean, you know, having fallen from 77 to 45, now it's back up to 71. So you got to watch, you know, the resistance in the 77 area. But, you know, once again, take it with a grain of salt. Price objective on the chart is 92. So okay. if you take out that 77, you might have a shot at that 92. And
how long have you owned it while Peter's looking?
Over 25 years.
God bless you. Holy cow.
Well, you know, see, the thing is, it sounds like I'm crazy, and I probably am, but it was in a 401k, so if I didn't want to sell it, and I couldn't write the loss off in income taxes because it was in a 401k.
Hmm. Oh, okay.
So that's why now it's a little bit above where I bought it. I was thinking, you know, this is where it's been having trouble around the 70s, and then it, you
right.
know, then.
Well, that's it.
If it's yeah. in the market, it'll be back down to 46.
Yeah, well, I'd sell.
Well, it's... you didn't say that.
Yeah.
No, but it should have pretty decent support in the 66, 67 area. And, you've held it this long. I'd only reevaluate it if it dropped below about 61.
Yeah, you just lose another 9 points.
Yeah.
Just get out while you can. Get out while
well,
it's good.
I mean, if he wants a closer one, you can use the 50-day moving average below 65, you know. So you got your choice. Mm-hmm. Reevaluate it below. And it's a reevaluation. You don't just run, you know. You take a closer look and see what's going on.
Who panics first panics best.
Below 65 Goodbye. Or below 61. And, like I say, the chart looks nice at the moment, you know.
Okay. Thanks.
But Frank, what you have to do, we've talked over the years, you know, when something gets clobbered that you own, you should be asking when it's way down, should I add to this, right?
Yeah. But yeah. I know.
I mean, okay.
Okay. Another mystery is DELL, Dell.
A mystery. They used to make rotten computers. We used to hate those Dell computers. They always had so many problems with them. But stock looks great. I don't even know what they're into it right now. But
well, they went private and then went public.
Yeah, and they went public, but
just
I don't know.
About them going private.
Do they still make computers? I don't know.
I think
know.
So, yeah.
They're talking about them going private. Yeah. I mean, it looks very, very strong. Take it for what it's worth. Potential price target 106. 108, actually, 108. And it's been flying. I mean, right now, probably a potential reevaluation under 69.
Okay. And, no, because...
take a look at what they're doing. I don't even know what they're doing these days, you know.
Yeah, I
computer
think
hardware. Same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're Dell Enterprises now. I think they might be into security, too.
Yeah, but I don't think... They make Dell. I thought they sold the Dell name for computers to some company, you know, out in Asia, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, there's some kind of a merger or something.
Yeah, I lost track of this whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah, you could have had $120 in cash for each share you had, or you could have had the stock,
mm-hmm.
you know, like so much spun off of something else. But that's what it was.
I forgot
what it was spun off of. But I took the stock and I made the wrong choice.
Right.
But that's you know, that's
right. It is what it is, right.
Yeah, right, yeah. So, the other one I was going to ask you about, I haven't asked you about in a long time, is BOTZ, B-O-T-Z. It just goes up every day. I watch it when the market's down, it goes up, you know, quarter. And it was stuck around 2019 or so. I stopped watching it, and then I looked at it, and so was 30.
Well, the artificial intelligence, you know, it's a hot buzzword, you know, right now. It's one of the hot areas. It's a momentum area. You know, it's exceeded all price objectives.
34, 38 on the close.
So potential reevaluation areas under 31 or under 26, depending on your risk.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I mean... You know, like I say, this is an in area right now, you know.
Yeah. But, do they give price objectives on ETFs?
Oh, yeah, but it exceeded it.
Okay. All right. Okay.
All right.
Good.
Nice hearing from you there.
Good calling again.
Okay.
And enjoy your Tito's.
All right. Thanks. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye. Thank you.
Go Bills.
Good day.
Quick one, Pete.
What do you got?
Somebody's wants your opinion on Walgreens, WBA, closed at $45.21.
Well, came back to life this week. Stock had been doing horribly, horribly.
That's rather...
And now, it's at the downtrend line, as we always say, the moment of truth. Built a nice base. The 200-day moving average is back at 40. So that's good. So as long as it stays above the 200-day now, you would only reevaluate it if it went, you know, under 40. Mm-hmm. And you want to see it take out this resistance in the 47, 48 area. And next price objective would be 54. Looks very interesting here. So look into it. See why you know, it had this nice pop this week. There was some news out there on it. And, you know, do a little research into it. And looks pretty interesting here now.
Great.
Okay.
How exciting.
That was it. Time flies when you're having fun.
Let's go Bills.
Go Bills.
Keep some powder dry.
Until next week, keep a little powder dry. Make sure you do your research into what you're looking at. You hear a name on a show like this or anybody's show, you know, look into it a little bit, you know, and read up a little about it and see if you're comfortable with it and if it meets your risk tolerance and so forth. And
if you have an idea, call us.
Yeah. And, you know, give us a call. You know, you see something during the week because we have callers come in with a lot of good things like Jack. You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and then we always say, you know, why didn't we buy that?
You
know,
you so, say that.
Well, Willard says that too. Sometimes he writes it down, but he loses his notes. You know, so
that happens.
That happens to all of us. So
when he wears
anyway,
Zubas.
Till next week. Take care.
Bye bye.
You've been listening to The Dollar Doctor Show. Every Saturday morning at 10, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco answer your questions about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, retirement issues, and the economy in general. The Dollar Doctor Show is brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management. Discussion of specific securities should not be construed as recommendations to buy or sell, either by Saperstein Asset Management or AM 1520 WWKB. The Dollar Doctor Show is rebroadcast on Saturday night at midnight. You're invited to join us again then or next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1520 WWKB.